You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Matthew Leach and Paul Hagan.
I'm Matthew Leach, joined by Paul Hagan. We're talking about the Atlanta Braves today, and they've been a really interesting team, and every time you think they're starting to put it together, they slide a little, and every time you think they're starting to slide, they put it together a little. What do you make of this club as we get well into the second half of the season, Paul?
Yeah, Matthew, they've been inconsistent. When they look good, they look really good. I think that's probably partly a function of being a team that relies a lot on home runs. Sometimes you're just not going to hit home runs. It's a problem now with B.J. Upton. Still hasn't hit his stride the way they hoped he would when they signed him a year and a half ago. And I think it's also a function, although their starting pitching has probably been much better than people could have expected after they had all the injuries in spring training. But I think that's probably a part of the reason, too.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at this offense today. It's an interesting offense that, like you note, really relies on the home run, but also can do a few other things. But it's one that goes hot and cold. And when they're hitting everybody. And when they're not, it kind of looks a little quiet. They're a hard team to read, but they're settling in for some home games, and they really got an opportunity here to make up some ground and maybe put a little distance between themselves and the Nationals. So we'll be talking about that. We're now joined by MLB.com's Mark Bowman, who has covered one of the more interesting and eventful clubs of Major League Baseball so far this year. The big news here within the last week or so is that the club finally cut ties with Dan Uggla. To some extent, it's not a big impact move because they hadn't really been playing him. But what does this kind of say? What's the meaning of this move to the roster, to the franchise, to the organization?
You know, I think, like you said, it doesn't have a significant impact. But at the same time, for the last 2 months, they've been playing a man short. And, you know, Gonzalez's bench has been weak all year. And one of the reasons maybe it has been weak is because Dan Uggla has been there, you know, with providing very little defensive versatility and really nothing from an offensive standpoint off the bench. So now you bring up a true backup infielder in the form of Phil Gosselin, or, well, when he's eligible to come back up, but right now, Tyler Pastrnicki. And, you move on. First of all, maybe you start to strengthen your bench this way. At the same time, you know, you just have to look at the Dan Uggla era as a time where this was one of the worst contracts the Braves have signed, and they've signed plenty of bad contracts here recently. But, you know, he needed to go elsewhere, and the Braves needed to cut ties with him, you know, before he began to, you know, his frustration began to poison the clubhouse. So, I think, you know, if nothing else, he gets a fresh start, and the Braves, you know, while he has friends here in this clubhouse that will support him, I think everyone, you know, understands that the important thing is to win, and they weren't going to win with him, you know, had he stuck around here.
He was an extreme example, but in some ways very emblematic of what this offense is. I mean, it's a high-risk, high-reward offense, but, you know, at the same time, they're not really even hitting the ball out as much as I would think they would want to. What's going on with this offense? And beyond the simple fact that it's kind of an all-or-nothing, homers and strikeouts kind of offense, why hasn't this offense, even with that, kind of clicked a little more and been a little more productive?
You know, I think they've been trying to find their own identity. Last year, they were all upset whenever we would mention, you know, this team strikes out too much, they rely on the homer too much. You know, they kind of continued to resemble that team where they were not making a lot of contact early on. And, you know, through probably the first 6-7 weeks of the season, they went through a 9-game winning streak there recently where they were not hitting a lot of home runs, and then, you know, they were getting the big two-out hits, and then their runners in scoring position stats weren't all that great, but they just seemed to be moving runners and coming up with a hit or extending innings at the right time. I think it goes back to, you kind of change who you are. It's not going to work. You know, you go back to what the A's have done with all their players where, you know, if you are who you are, we're not going to try to change you. And the Braves have to look and say, hey, look, this is the roster we've built. We've built it, you know, we've got the Justin Uptons, the B.J. Uptons, the guys that, you know, are going to, you know, they're going to strike out a lot and they're occasionally hit the long ball. As you said, Dan, I'm going to fit that mold. you want to see a little bit more power maybe from Jason Hayward here during the second half. Maybe that allows you to pick up the power numbers that you had in the past, Freddie Freeman as well. But at the same time, I think that, you know, while this team wants to make more contact, I don't think you need to try to change who you are, because as the Oakland A's have shown, you know, you gotta let the players do what they did to get there.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, like you say, there's not a whole lot you can do. I mean, this, and it is one parallel to Washington, is that both these clubs kind of are what they are. There's not that one desperate need where you go out and say, if you fix this, everything's good. There aren't a whole lot of opportunities. As we get closer and closer to the non-waiver trade deadline, I know we talked about this before, but what's this club looking to do? What are they looking to accomplish as the days tick down towards the end of July?
You know, the starting pitching, it'd be nice to have. I just don't see them going that route. I think that what they will try to do is get some bullpen help, add some depth to their bullpen, primarily in the form of a left-handed reliever. They did add a young reliever here earlier this weekend, but they sent Luis Avalon down, brought Colton Shreve up, a left-hander who's put up some great numbers at Double-A Mississippi. But I think they're going to look for, a guy who's been there, done that. At the same time, they've got to look for a guy who's going to provide a little bit more of a threat off the bench. That their primary pinch-hitter guys they've used as a pinch-hitter this year, Ryan Domet and and Jordan Schaefer, just have not really provided very little. I mean, Schaefer has provided some speed off the bench, but that's about it. So they will look to see if they can add those pieces. I mean, it may not be a significant move, but they do not exactly have, you know, the funds to make the big move right now. So, they may want to hope that their big additions come in the form of some of these guys turning around, having a better second half than they did in the first half.
I'm wondering, and you know, I've been in clubhouses, you've been in clubhouses. You know that officially, the proper official stance is always no game is bigger than any other. But you look at the schedule right here, and the Braves have a homestand against two teams they ought to really make up some ground on. They really ought to have a good homestand, and it seems particularly important because once they go on the road, they have an absolutely brutal month of schedule coming up. They've got in the next month after this homestand, Dodgers, Mariners, Nationals, Dodgers, A's, Pirates, Reds. Is there any thought in that clubhouse that this is a pretty important time to sort of make sure they don't lose ground and kind of hold on, because August could be kind of a grind for these guys?
No, I think I do. I mean, as you said, you talk to managers or general managers, and they're going to say, you know, give you that line. I think the players know exactly what's ahead, and they know exactly what can be taken advantage of right here the next few days. You look that they've got, you're going to face Anderson Alvarez if he's still healthy. I know he took the liner off his shin the other day, but, he'd go Thursday. You've got the Padres coming in with a decent, they've pitched pretty well. But these games are winnable. You know, you've got eight games right here before you head on a road trip next week that you can you need to say, hey, look, you've got to try to win six of these eight games, because starting next week you go to L.A., then you go to San Diego, you go to Seattle, which is not going to be easy. And then you start that homestand where it's Nationals, Dodgers, A's, then you go Pirates, Reds. There's not a breather. I think I said the other day, when I was doing a show, August 25th, I believe, is an off day. They're going to head into that off day having a pretty good sense of how comfortable or how uncomfortable they're going to be going into September.
Yeah, it's quite an opportunity here. You know, we talked about a guy they got rid of, but there's a flip side of this. They've just brought in a pretty big guy. They get Gattis back. How big a deal is that for their offense? And it's funny because he's a guy who is kind of thought of as an all-or-nothing guy. He's kind of become an on-base guy. How much different should this offense look when he gets in there, gets rolling, becomes really a part of this?
Well, you know, the thing is with Gattis, he really was on a roll. He seemed to be finding himself there those 3 weeks to a month before he got hurt. You know, he was, like you said, he was displaying power and getting on base. He was a tenor in the middle of that lineup, and if he can get back to that, being that guy, you know, certainly you're going to see some of that power we're talking about that maybe they've lacked. And maybe that's really what it has come down to recently, is he was that consistent power force. With his absence has really depleted them of that. But I'd say that it may take him a little bit of time. When we saw him up at Gwinnett, it took him a little bit of time to get his timing back. My concern about Gattis is this. Here's a big catcher, playing that position every day, and he's got a back injury. How long can he stay healthy? And I think the team has to, maybe you catch him three games at a time, a day off here and there. Maybe he only catches four games a week, maybe five. You got to ease him back into it, though. But, whatever you have to do, you want to make sure that, try to keep him healthy because he has been such an important part of this lineup throughout the season.
That's indeed. It's becoming crunch time both on the field and in transactions for the Braves. Mark Bowen of MLB.com, thanks very much for joining us here on MLB.com Extras.